Şah şah.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden is downplaying Russia's announcement that it will, quote, fundamentally scale back military operation near Ukraine's capital and another city, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Russian troops have taken heavy losses in a bid to seize Kyiv and other cities amid strong Ukrainian resistance. Moscow now seems to be lowering its aims, but here at the White House and elsewhere.
We'll see. I don't read anything into it until I see what their actions are.
The Kremlin says the pullback is a goodwill gesture aimed at boosting trust in peace talks. The president was asked if the withdrawals aside, the negotiations in Turkey may be showing progress.
Let's just see what they have to offer.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The White House is rejecting as false and disinformation assertions by Russia that the U.S. government is launching cyber operations against Moscow that include the theft of personal data and the spreading of false information about the Russian military. The Russian Foreign Ministry made the assertions in a statement Tuesday. It alleged that the U.S. and other NATO members had trained Ukrainian hackers and blamed what it said was an effort by Ukraine to recruit international hackers. Emily Horn, a spokesperson for the White House National Security Council, responded by calling the claims false and said the U.S. government has, quote, not engaged in the activity described by Russia. She says, quote, Moscow's statements to the contrary amount to disinformation. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The International Renewable Energy Agency says the world must take radical action to shift away from fossil fuels. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Francesco La Camera, the Director General of IRENA, says nations should invest $5.7 trillion annually in solar, wind, and other forms of clean power this decade to ensure that global warming doesn't pass dangerous thresholds. Other measures proposed in a 348-page report on the global energy transition include improving energy efficiency, increasing electrification, capturing carbon emissions, and expanding the use of hydrogen gas. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hong Kong's deadliest coronavirus outbreak has cost about 6,000 lives this year, and the city is now running out of coffins, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The coffins typically are wood or wood substitutes, and there is a scramble to keep up with demand. Albert Koh with the nonprofit funeral advisory group Forget Thee Not says some families are using eco-coffins.
They feel a little bit shameful to use a so-called paper casket. They feel that this is not it's not respectful to their beloved ones.
Koh says the idea is to offer a more pleasant farewell without the fear of death.
We have over 40 different designs covering different religions, hobbies, and also the color can be full of range.
Hong Kong has reported about 200 coronavirus deaths daily on average over the past week. Space constraints there make cremation a common burial practice. I'm Ed Donahue.
A suspected Arab gunman killed at least five people in a Tel Aviv suburb on Tuesday before he was fatally shot, the National Ambulance Service said, the latest of a string of deadly attacks in Israel. Amateur video showed a man dressed in black pointing an assault rifle walking down a street in Bnei Brak, a Jewish ultra-Orthodox city on the outskirts of Israel's commercial capital. Quote, the terrorist was liquidated, according to ambulance spokesman Zaki Heller. It comes after last week an Arab citizen killed four people in a stabbing and car ramming attack in Beersheba, and on Sunday an Arab assailant shot and killed two police officers. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden is downplaying Russia's announcement that it will fundamentally scale back military operation near Ukraine's capital and another city, saying it's more of a wait-and-see approach. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.